Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, it's Carly, it's Tuesday. Oh, I got the day right. May 7th, and we are waiting on Ron Mazzillo. I'm going to mess up his name no matter what, and that's okay. I'm just happy the cutie is coming back on my show. I'm just waiting for him to call in. And it's just been a crazy day. You know, I feel like through this whole virus thing, I am more clumsy than I am before the virus, if that makes sense to anyone out there. I'm very clumsy, people, and I am very clumsy. I was going to the bathroom the other night, and I sort of didn't turn on the light in my bedroom because I just thought, you know what, why wake me up more? And so, basically, people, I feel in my closet door is off the hinges, and I didn't realize that, and I feel, and I heard my shake, and I also heard my leg. So, you know, I am blaming this on, you know, just the fact that I'm home, mom, maybe, and I'm just doing the great accidents of a lifetime because, I don't know, it's happening to me. It keeps happening. Something out there wants to, like, make me go crazy. Oh, you know, with the fall, I mean, yes, it hurt. I won't lie to you, and there's bruising, and it taught me never to do that ever again because I was an idiot when I did it, and I'm bringing on Bobby and David for a second.
Hey, Carly.
Hey, boys.
Hey, Carly.
Bobby,
Okay, hey, so does anyone feel sorry for me that I fell in my closet?
I feel bad for you.
Thank you. I mean, the stupid thing went off the hinges, and then there's the stupid white plastic thing on top of the closet. If you live in an apartment, you might have it. And, you know, it stupidly fell off the track. And so basically, you know, it really hurt. And, I'm still mad at myself for it. And I think since we did two shows this week, you guys, why don't we take a break tomorrow night? Is everyone okay with that?
That'd be just fine. That'd be just fine. Because I was going to text
David,
you
is that okay with
Maggie.
You?
That's
no,
fine.
No, no. I'm kidding. Yeah, it's fine.
David.
Okay,
I'm
do
kidding.
Not
I'm
joke
kidding.
With an injured person. I'm telling you, do
because
not
you,
joke with an injured person right now.
You would be joking, David. Be serious, David.
I'm joking.
Thank
I
you,
know,
Bobby.
Anyways, Carly.
I do kind of joke all the time.
Well,
anyways,
I know.
Just,
you give me a hard time no matter what I do.
Yeah.
And we are waiting on Ron. He told me on Twitter he will be there momentarily. Well, logically, that was so many minutes ago, but, and he only can do a half an hour, and interview, so that means, you know, keep your questions brief point, because you know what happens when Ron comes on, and we start talking? Just remember that, you too. Just remember, just keep your mind that, yeah. One of my guides, and no, David, you may not have him.
Too late.
Anyways, Carly, I'm just watching my computer over and waiting for the upcoming NFL schedule to come out so I can either text you or tell you on there who the Seahawks got, and so I can text Maggie later on who the Bears got for the first week, because I think, according to our schedule, we got them. Well, the Panthers schedule has the Bears playing the Panthers in Charlotte in week 6. So I wanted to text Maggie, and I hope she's listening. And if she is, please call
well,
so we
you
can
know,
just talk
Maggie's
a little bit about
not feeling
it.
Well today, you guys, and
oh.
You know, but this, you know, right
okay,
now we are giving her the space to get well, and.
Right.
You know,
right. Well, I'll text her sometime tomorrow to at least cheer her up, because I got to
okay.
tell her that we got
you guys volunteer, so I'm putting you two on hold.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So, people, one of the sexiest guys on TV, I'm not kidding. Oh, my God. To see him back on daytime, I would do anything. I would give anything. So, and plus, he could be my psychologist, like he was a Chloe, even though he went totally crazy. I could use him right now with this crisis. So, and he's been on Hawaii 5-0, Y&O, all great shows. So, let's welcome one, the other, and, you know. He knows I'm always screwing up his name. So, hi.
How's it going?
Hello.
Hello.
I am so happy you are here because, you know, number one, one of my favorite guys, and number two, I was thinking the other day, because I'm going stir crazy. If I didn't have all these interviews, I would have probably lost it by now, because I've been staying home. I've been doing what I'm supposed to, and believe me, I hate it. But I'm doing it, and I feel like Seattle will be a homestay or homeowner forever. So it brought me to my mind, you know, you were a doctor for Chloe, kind of. And
yeah.
So I think it will be great for me, because I feel like I'm going off my hinges, even though on my end you were kind of going crazy toward the end. But I could deal with another crazy person because I'm crazy.
I think everybody's going a little bit crazy right now, right?
Well, yeah. So how are you? Doing this whole stay-at-home order thing, how's it going for you?
It's busy for me. I have two young children and a wife in the house, so it's constant work, and we're all trying to not go completely out of our minds.
So you guys are doing the homeschooling, right? Online with the kids. Okay, are you yet finding yourself frustrated? Because my brothers text me every night with their kids. You know, he forgot a lot of stuff he learned in school, and now it's both of them complain to me a lot, like, okay, why are they making the kids go through this when really, is this harder on the parents than the kids with this online stuff? So how did you feel about that?
It's hard. It is very challenging. You know, most parents definitely have a full schedule as it is, and you know, if they're lucky enough to still be able to work from home, then they're trying to do their thing, all this at the same time trying to make sure that their kids are doing their assignments, teaching them their assignments, they're making all their appointments, all their Zoom calls. So it feels like, you know, it's basically you're working nonstop all day, every day now.
Well, yeah, and, you know, the way I see it, you know, it's just, you know, really hard because, you know, you can be with anyone else but your family right now. And everyone could just really go crazy with one another because you guys been together longer than normal, and you guys probably haven't had a break from each other.
Yes, we were just talking to my wife about that today, and then it came up again with some friends as well. I think a lot of people are reaching their limits of being in the same house with their significant other.
Well, I totally agree. And I was going I was watching old clips of you, and I still want to say when you were on the Children of the Corn, that might be scared the heck out of me. I won't say the other word, but I did. Yes. That movie, do not watch that at night. And I'm trying to think back when you were on Zeno Hospital. What were you playing on Zeno Hospital? Because I keep thinking, I know you were on there, but I'm trying to think back, and my brain, you know, kind of left me.
Right. So it's funny, I was, General Hospital was actually not in the last time, but I actually shot General Hospital. It was one of my first jobs when I was really, really, really young. I was a teenager, and I don't even remember what the character was. I don't remember what the story. I know I was at a party with a girl who was one of the regulars, but I don't remember who it was. So I was actually on it years and years and years ago. But when I came back on it, was for General Hospital Night Shift. So I was on the first season of Night Shift and then went over to General Hospital before they killed me.
You know, I remember you on Night Shift and you did a great job on there. And, you know, I was sad when it ended, but for me, you know, when they had Zeno Hospital Post-Solos, that spinoff was kind of funny because they had vampires in that spinoff. But then everything was okay in Post-Solos. No one was getting bitten by a vampire. So I thought, you know, that was kind of crazy. And
yeah, there were no vampires on the season that I was on, though.
Yeah, and then you know, I still want them to bring you back in Y&O. So anything I can do, Ron, I'm serious about this. We need you back on daytime. Well, Carly needs you back on daytime.
I'm here.
Listen
well,
to me.
No one's on daytime now, but I'm ready. They, you know, Chloe and Kevin are back, so I think it's time.
I mean, it's going to be really weird come the end of May. Zeno Hospital will be, you know, on their last episodes. And then Days of a Life will be the only soap forward. And I'm like, but Zeno Hospital, you know, my baby, and so young and restless. So I'm going crazy, you know.
It's hard.
And then watching the flashbacks of Y&O, I don't know if you have. They've been having vintage Weinard AIDS, and every time I see Christoph, I totally start crying. I'm like,
yeah,
okay. Yeah, I'm like, okay, and like I forget he's actually gone, and then I see him, and then yeah, if I'm done at that point with that, but yeah, it's going to be weird when Hollywood reopens, and so before the virus hit, were you working on anything, and then did you have to close down, or were you not working
yet? No. Thankfully, or for the worse, I was not working on anything. I do have friends who are working on things, and you know, it's a hard time because no one knows when they'll be able to go back. You know, they're trying to figure it out, but it's going to be really, really hard.
I mean, they keep changing the date of when everything phase two or whatever. And Seattle was the hardest hit from this virus.
Yeah.
And so I've been in my house besides just going in the doctor's once, McDonald's drive-thru once, and the bank since February 15th or 14th. No, February 20th. So, yeah, I'm kind of living it. And, it's just, you know, I wish it. You know, on one hand, it's great for daytime after dark because I'm gay.
Sure.
No one has said no to me about coming out because everyone's bored. So this, it has worked out in my favor of everyone, coming on because no one else has anything to do. So it's perfect. But on the other hand, I would love
to
see you guys. Like I told David, I go, we need Vaughn back. And he goes, okay. I go, no, I want Vaughn now. And he goes, okay, fine. I'm going to put him on the schedule. And so, I'm like,
thank you for wanting and having me back.
Of course. You're like one of my favorite people. My mom loves you on my and all. And
oh,
she loves your storyline. And she goes, I'm jealous. You get to interview people every day, and you are the queen of daytime. And I'm like, no, Mom, I'm the princess. The queen, no, I can't do the queen stuff. Princess, I could do. But when you appeared really quick before, I let you on with the boys. I don't know why I'm letting you on with the boys, but I'm being nice. When you were on Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
How was that? Because I remember you on Grey's Anatomy, and I love Grey's Anatomy, even though I have 9 episodes to watch of Grey's Anatomy right now. How was that?
It was so much fun. It was, you know, when I did it, it was like in the prime of Grey's Anatomy when it was one of the biggest shows in television. You know, it was still like one of the hugest hits. And it was really cool because they shoot on the same studio as General Hospital, and I was shooting Night Shift at the same time as I was shooting Grey's Anatomy, and I was like running from one set to the other, basically, shooting one show and shooting the other show. So, you know, it doesn't get better than that for an actor to be doing two shows at the same time.
Well, and I love, just the fact that you were on it, and I just think that, you know, when you were on the other ones, like CSI Miami, Hawaii Five-0, there has not been a role that you've been in besides Sired of the Cone that I was not disappointed. The Sired of the Cone, this I have never seen that movie because it gave me nightmares and, you know, it was crazy. And,
I understand.
You know, yeah, but besides that, you are like, you know, I want you to get back to work. I want you back in daytime. So message me after the show. Tell me what soap you were on And I will get my butt in gear, and because I have nothing else to do, and I can Twitter all day long to get you on one of the first folks once they get back shooting. So I can do that for you. So just
all right, good.
Let me know which one.
Make it happen, Carly. Make it happen.
I know. And I know you have limited time, so I'm going to. Even though I could talk to you the whole time, it would be totally selfish of me, but I'm not going to be selfish until the virus is over. Once this virus is over, then I will go back to being a little selfish with the guests. So, okay, we are going to let David on next. Hey, David.
All right.
Hey, Ryan, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing, David? You staying healthy?
I'm trying to. I'm being bored down here in Florida.
Yeah, well,
being, it's like
you guys
trying
to at least go to the beach down there or something, right?
I haven't been to a beach in over 10 years. I don't go to the beach that much. I need to go to the beach a lot of times. So, but they closed the beach down here. The beaches are closed down here. Unfortunately.
Yeah, oh, they're closing them again. All right.
Yeah,
you're unfortunately. Stuck like the rest of us.
Yeah. So I tell them and watch movies and watch TV, read books. So.
That's all right. Sounds relaxing.
Yeah. But it's some music and it's
Your
boy. Okay. I recently saw your episode Angel. What was it like working on Angel?
It was fun. It was really fun. I was never a huge Buffy the Vampire Slayer guy, but I really liked Angel a lot. I thought it was a really clever and good spinoff. So when I got the chance to do it, I was really, really excited. And I liked the character. The fun thing about Angel for me is that I got to start, we started the show, my episode, we were back in like the 1700s. So it was like, our relationship went on for a really long time, so it was fun to play that character and then bring it to the present day.
I'm a big, huge Buffy fan, Vampire Slayer, and Angel.
Buffy never gave me a job, so I was never as big a fan of that.
Yeah. And you also was on New York, CSI New York. Was I working on that?
CSI New York was fun. It was really, really fun. It was a small little guest star on that when I was there for one day, and I was a bad guy, and that was a period of time when everything that I was doing was like a procedural cop show where they would just interview me or interrogate me, and that happened over and over and over again. So it was kind of a little bit like playing the same part over and over again, but it was fun. It was a good time.
Yeah. Well, I want to say the role you played on Young Dresses was my favorite. You were so good. You need to come back to Young Dresses. I think you were great on Young Dresses.
I had a really, really good time, and I thought that it might have gone longer. I might have come back.
Well, of course you will be coming back for my birthday, so right? But David won't tell me. So, David has it under lock and key and driving me crazy. And I even try and get, I hope you can come to the birthday show. And David is the one that's doing it. So just let me know. But I don't want to know because I like surprises. But I'm really hoping you can come. And now,
all right, well,
you
maybe
will.
Maybe I won't, Carly. You'll never know. It'll be a surprise.
I know. David, I'm going to have a Bobby on really quick.
Hi. Great talking to you, Ryan.
Great talking to you, David.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, how you doing, Bobby?
I'm doing fine tonight. I hope you're doing well with the situation we're in right now.
We're hanging in there. We're doing well. Thank you.
Yeah. I will not be surprised if CBS, during this time, reruns the one of our shows that you are on I don't know which week will be, but whenever they spotlight, and
yeah,
you
yeah.
have to be on one of them. I wonder if CBS do that.
What's fun is that apparently they've finally gotten to my episodes in France. So on Twitter, I keep getting tagged in the YNR France website. So if you check my feed, you'll be able to see me speaking perfect French in the show.
Well, I'm trying my best trying to communicate in French with the actress that played Violet on General Hospital because she was born in France, but it didn't
oh,
really go that well to the point that I had to translate halfway through the call. I'm not that good in French, so can we just do the message and communicate in English next time? Anyway, speaking of General Hospital, now you were you on Night Shift from
I was on the first night shift, and then I continued on GH for a little bit.
Okay.
Yes.
Did you get a chance to work with Amanda Baker, who we had on the show about a month ago, who was Babe on All My Children after she left General Hospital?
Of course, Amanda was one of the other regulars on Night Shift, and that was one of those shows where, all of the regular cast members were really welcoming and were really nice and were really
mm-hmm.
Fun to be around, but all of us who weren't on the regular cast of GH but were on Night Shift really formed a fun, special family, and we all kind of mm-hmm. stay in touch more or less today. I was on mm-hmm. a Zoom call with Manai Noji like a week or two ago because we did a movie mm-hmm. together shortly after that, which was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
She produced a web series that she was on and I was on, and Graham Shields was on, and then a couple other, Dominic Reigns was there as well. So a few of the other GH Night Shift casts mm-hmm. we all keep in touch. But Amanda Baker, yeah, we definitely stay in touch, and she's lovely.
Right. Right. I'm glad I got a chance to see her more on All My Children than I did on GH back
yeah.
time
yeah.
back then, because I think when she was on GH at the time, it went head to head in our market with Guiding Light, so I was focusing more on Guiding Light, especially with the
right.
future Lulu, Emmy Ryan being on there, and with the communication
uh-huh.
I had back and forth with her and Laura, and the actress that played Cassie after Laura Wright came over to the General Hospital. So
right.
So I was kind of more focused into that until it ended, and then I just basically just given up on soaps for a while until I got back into watching Days, and then. And then I just didn't have that much time after I got a DVR to DVR all four shows at different times.
Sure.
So in our market, we come out at 4 in the afternoon, so it was hard sometimes to actually get in, especially if there was local breaking news like it is sometimes with our government going on these days, talking about the situation with what's going on in the news now or with bad weather that's breaking in or anything that might
right.
extend their news coverage from the normal 5 o'clock time to 4 o'clock,
yep.
But it was just a pleasure to talk to you. And like Carly said, we got to get you back on the shows. And like I said earlier, if CBS gets around to doing to your episodes doing 1 week with the replays before they start shooting new episodes once this whole thing fell down, that'd be great. Because I think it'd be great to also see some of Tom's episodes. And I know. And we had him on the show a couple of weeks ago, and it would be great to see, even though it might be a little bit hard to watch for Carly, the Kristoff episodes.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
Really sad, but it's always good that he lives on.
Yeah. I'm sure that, but I just wanted to say hello and welcome back, and
hi.
I'll let you finish up with Carly.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for coming on and chatting.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
You too.
All right.
Okay, Bobby, I will put Maggie, so yay. David. God, I just called David Bobby, didn't I? Okay.
That's
all right. Well, I know. Hey, Maggie.
Hey, Carly. Hi, Ron. Oh, I'm thrilled that you're back on.
Hi, thank you. It's my pleasure.
Right. Okay, Corn, I was scared of, okay, but it was a very good movie.
Yep. Understood.
But I do want you back on my soaps. That would be really, really great.
Okay, well, you know what? I've been holding out for a long time, but since you guys want it to happen, maybe I'll say yes.
Okay, sounds good.
I'm happy to go back whenever they'll have me.
Okay, sounds great. But the other thing is, CSI Miami and New York, I love those two.
Yeah.
And it seems like they're having, well, not reruns, they're redoing shows on different channels, like Will and Grace and those.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be nice if they could bring you back at something like that, you know. You could be a guest again, and I would enjoy it.
It would be a lot of fun. It would be a lot of fun, yeah. The great thing about those shows is that they gave so many actors so many chances to work and do interesting parts, because they always needed so many different actors on every show. You know, they had to interview like 14 people on every show, so it was plenty of work.
It seems like everybody wanted to be there, or I would forget that you're not really the character, you're really a real person. But I love those shows. I really, really do.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun.
Carly's heart naturally is. Can I say it?
Well, yes.
Let's hear it. Yes, you can say it. You don't need permission.
I don't? Okay. Well, she's kind of got a crush on a certain fella on CSI, and she gets a little love. Well, couldn't you want to say it, Carly?
Let's hear it, Carly.
Carly, you can say it. You're crushed on CSI.
I know that. I know, but I'm letting you talk. Remember the whole surface
right
thing, you know, until the virus goes. And besides, no one knows I have a crush on him, because I always sort of put him before the interview. So the cast added the bake on that one, but I'm just hoping J. Eddie or A or any of the other guys are listening, because if they all, I'm dead. Like, I had a great life, but yeah. But Ron, we would love to have you back. And once Hollywood is reopening, have to come back, because we would love to have you back. And we just want to say, just remember, it's one more month, then the kids are done with online schooling, and hopefully you don't have to ever do it again.
Yeah.
You got little
so.
Ones?
I hope so. I do have a couple of little girls, so we've been doing a lot of, spending a lot of time together.
Well, the good part is you're together with family. That's the part I like. But
yeah,
I think it would be fun, but I would think it'd get tiresome if you have to go through, oh, gee, I had that in school, and now I got to teach it again.
Yeah,
I don't have
exactly.
I don't mind the teaching. It's just hard to juggle it all.
Good. Well, I am thrilled that you're on again, and please come back, and you know we love you.
You got it. My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Okay. And I know you have limited time, so I know you have to go, but please come back, and just don't go crazy in California. But if you do, I can try to be your doctor. I've seen Grey's Anatomy forever.
No.
Chicago Med forever. I think I can deal with it.
No.
Okay. Okay. Right, have a great day.
Thank you so much. I'll talk to
you
soon.
Bye.
No, you're not doctoring. No. Nine. Nada.
What?
You're not doctoring. No. Nine.
Hey, Maggie.
Nada. Hi.
Why? Why?
I have some fun football. Okay. I have some fun football.
Why do people trust me?
Okay, shall we start?
Come on,
Maggie. Shall we count the waves? Or...
yeah, I know.
If it were me or David, she would be literally texting me every 5 minutes and be mad at one of us.
Okay, David, are you on too?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys. That's good news. Bobby, before I say something. It looks like after all, we might get another stimulus package, people. this breaking news just came like 23 minutes ago, Maggie. I sent it to your Twitter box.
Okay.
So yes, and Bobby, I want you to tell us about my own.
Okay, I have some breaking news right now. It looks like Seattle's going to open up with Atlanta in Atlanta, and that's going to be a Fox game. Now, fortunately for us, our game with the Vegas Raiders is going to be on CBS. So this might open the opportunity of probably seeing the Seahawks-Falcons game. But we also in that same dilemma because it's on the same time as the Eagles-Redskins game. So Fox could end up getting us that game. Or it's highly unlikely that we're going to get the Bears-Lions game. But I will tell you right now, Maggie, that week six, the Bears go to Charlotte to play the Panthers. So that's going to be a big game. I'll definitely be watching for you, watching.
Definitely.
And I'll be watching, I think, the Monday night or Sunday night game that the Seahawks have. I think the Seahawks have a Sunday night game the next week. I didn't go through the schedule right now, so I don't have time to bring up the first Sunday night or Thursday night game for the Bears or Seahawks right now. But I just thought I would let you know about week one in the NFL season because this is just breaking news right now that just came online for me because I'm not near TV where I could watch the thing or pause it or show you.
Very good. I'm always keeping up with my ESPN that I love. The thing with me is with this whole virus, I understand that I'm a sportsaholic, as everybody knows. They could bring back football, just don't have anybody in the stands.
Right. They're bringing back a couple of events. They're bringing back NASCAR and I think golf and the UFC. And with the UFC, I like to bet, but I'm not that much of a watcher because I kind of given up on boxing, the WWE and the UFC years ago. Even though there was a big UFC event, like it was for boxing with the Glory match a couple months ago, I probably would pay attention to it, but I just definitely don't want to pay the $30 versus the $79 for a Tyson Fury match. Or getting the ESPN app, the ESPN Plus app added onto my app.
That's great. It's $4.99 a month, but it's so worth it.
Because if I try to get Disney Plus, then it won't help.
Right. They got a special deal right now with Hulu, Disney Plus, and ESPN because they're all under the Disney blanket. I don't know. I think it was $12, $14 for all three.
Yeah, but the only way I can get that is if I get one of those Visa debit cards or find a way to get it without using an actual credit card because I don't want to get in trouble with credit card fraud because I use it under somebody else's name or my family member's name, and they get charged for the fact that I ordered Disney Plus to my TV or ESPN Plus to my TV. That's the only problem I have.
Yeah, you do it just on your debit card. And that's what I do it on a debit card. My bank card last month. They shut me off, and I couldn't figure it out, so I begged Carl to put it back on so I could watch the fight, because I'm strange.
I haven't gotten into that everybody says good is that Jordan documentary. I haven't watched a single episode, but I've been listening to the podcast recap, and it sounds like, and from what I've heard Sports Talk Radio talk about along with the podcast recap, I just figured this is something I should have watched from the beginning or should have gotten hooked on because I hear it getting good ratings, probably better than what Tiger King got on Netflix.
Exactly.
Bobby, what podcast were you listening to?
Well, I was listening to an ESPN 30 for 30 that I think had Jalen and Jacoby doing the recap of the Jordan thing because I was on the first night of it, and I'm going to listen to the second one tomorrow, and then I'm going to probably listen to the third one Saturday and just work my way up to the most recent one and then wait till after next week's two episodes air, not this coming week, but the following week, and then just hear their thoughts about it.
Okay. But you don't know the name of the show?
I forget the name. It was under the ESPN 30 for 30 podcast on Apple. But.
Okay. I'm just saying. Okay, so I found out today that dental hospital could go. Dental hospital could go to Zoom first. And another breaking news, Maggie and I are not happy about. Cece Halleck is leaving Days of Our Life. This is, I'm allowed to say both, so by Maggie.
Yes, both is fine. I like the word.
I'm not too happy about that because I heard that she and Kate Manson are both leaving. And I understand with Kate, with her busy schedule with making movies and stuff, but Stacey, I'm a little bit confused about it.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby, I was going on my rant.
I'm sorry about that.
About this because, okay, so Stacey Halleck is leaving.
Mm-hmm. She had a job.
Sunny. Sunny are leaving. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, if any of you out there is going to defend Ron to me right now,
why?
No, I don't want to hear it. I do not want to hear what that son of a bitch is doing today to the life gamers, all the good people. Heck, the Stefano storyline is the dumbest storyline you could come up with. Why, Mom?
It was horrible.
I agree.
It was horrible. I'm still speculating and just skeptical about this. What's his name that used to have been Johnny on General Hospital that was Stefan on Dave? It's back as Jake. And I'm just wondering how that's going to be if he's paired with Gabby. Right now, everybody hates Gabby. I love the actress, but she reminds me of Nell on General Hospital. You like the actress, but you hate the character.
Thank you. I hate her on the character. But,
I Gabby.
Could it be, knowing Ralph, could he possibly be, instead of Jake, could he really be Stefan coming back?
No.
No.
Brandon Barish. Yeah, they bury him. They from outside the yard, they bury him.
Well, I love that they brought Brandon back. I love it. I hope they just I didn't mind Stefan, whatever the hell his name is.
No, Stefan.
But I just want to say, Dave is the only thing that's going to keep us sane until Hollywood opens up in June. Isn't that the most crappiest present for a birthday gift that Dave of the Life will be the only one on air?
That's good.
I'll tell you right now, Carly, if the Olympics were still going on to this week, not this year, the next year, I think you would have been completely bored to watch reruns of Y&R Bone Beautiful and General Hospital during those 2 weeks' time, or just got into watching a lot of stuff on DVD because it was kind of hard to watch those flashbacks. Now, I'll tell you an example of what General Hospital did, and they did a wonderful job with last Friday's class, right, for bringing Cameron Brown and Sarah Brown from 2014
cute.
And having them all three play Carly with Laura Wright, which is a lot better than what I've seen before when Sarah tried to kill Carly and Sonny as Claudia, and when I saw Cameron and Billy Miller together as Drew and Kim, which now at the same time I wanted them back together, but not, this time
I'm
not killing
him.
Carly or Paul
okay.
or somebody
I
else.
I have a couple of things I want to say, Bobby. So don't interrupt, please. Okay, number one. Okay, Megan Fox. Okay, I have a problem with Megan Fox right now. Well, Megan Fox. No, Megan Kelly. I'm sorry. Take it back. Megan Kelly is sitting down with that best kill whatever weed, and now she's saying that Joe Biden should drop out of the race. Are you kidding me? Are you absolutely kidding me on this? Okay, he done nothing wrong. He came out and answered all the questions on a solo way he says he didn't do it. I believe him. This is bullshit. This is one of Trump's people. And I'm sorry, what are the 20 accusers of Trump? Shouldn't Trump drop out of the race long before this?
Gary, Trump people have somebody, Trump came back, the quarantine virus, COVID.
I saw some people on social media, and I probably am laughing about this, that says, good, let him just cough on the president and get him the virus. Well, I know this is kind of mean spirit, but at the same time, I'm laughing at this because they got a point.
Okay, and I'm sorry, but Megan, you agree with me. This is someone who, from a father's book, in a book that her father wrote, with the same thing Joe Biden did to her? Really?
27 years ago. 27 years
37
ago.
37 years ago. Okay, so you freaking... Okay. Can you hear me right now? No. You still read whatever you need to go away. Don't come back. And if you try to do any more to my Joe... And Jesus, if you want to come on here,
yeah,
I'm not
going to
hold back how I think of you. So just come on here. You think the view will be tough on you? You think Hannity, well, Hannity is probably on her side. You think other Democrats won't go after you for this? Come on. No, and I just want to say before we go, okay.
I agree with you, Carly.
I'm
going to I'm sorry, Carly.
Bobby?
But...
Bobby? I'm not done.
Agreeing with...
All right.
I'm not done.
I'm
on the hospital front. Okay. Yesterday, everyone was calling my Carly a bad mother. That she'd never been with her kids. All this bullshit. And they were trying to pin Carly and Sam against each other as mothers. Okay, this is making me see red because Carly has been a constant in all her kids' life, even Christina's life, even Molly's life. You know, she does care about Spencer. So before you go on the I hate Carly bandwagon, this is bullshit. Okay, and another thing, General Hospital, really, you have Sam on parole. She can't see Vincent, okay, but now can go and drink with Sam and not allowed to. Now should not be anywhere near her son after what she did. And number three about this, it's time to take Cyrus out for good. He has to go, right, Maggie? And I'm in love with Brando.
He's already.
I'm in love with Brando.
Oh, good. Okay.
That's why. I'm in love with him. In those eyes.
Those guns.
And I just want to say that I have another bone to pick with people about the hospital. But, okay, I'm sick and tired of hearing people say that Mike's storyline should wrap up. That, you know, he should be killed off, you know? Number one, okay, we don't know how long his Alzheimer's really was before he got to Carson to supper when Sonny found him 2 years ago. You know, he could have been in, like, the 50s of it. We really don't know, but what is pissing me off here is, you know, they are sick of this sad storyline. Wait a moment. This happens every day. And I'm sorry, this storyline, Sonny, Mo and Max, you're all doing great. And for all the people who say that Carly is not a devoted wife, I am supporting Sonny with my best bullshit, because last week, Sonny wanted to go by himself. Didn't Carly offer Maggie to go, and Sonny said, I want some time alone with my dad, and didn't he just stay home with Jason?
Yes, he did say that.
So please, everyone out there, do not ask Carly in front of me, because you are going to come out swinging. I'm going to come out swinging, because this is both that Carly has always been there for her kids. Always. And you know what? Who we have to blame for now is Zax. But no, people want to blame Carly on this. It's bullshit. Carly
yes.
did not even remember now as a little girl. She didn't remember. She didn't even remember meeting her. Okay, so I'm sorry. Zax brought her in. Zax was the one that did the kidney. Zax was the one that bought, you know, paid thing Benson off. Okay, but what am I doing? Go after Carson, go after Michael. Okay? People should go after Zax for being a Zax ass. And Nina, if you testify against Michael and help me out, I swear to God, I'm going to strangle you myself. Because.
Okay. I'm too much behind.
I'm sorry, bud. You know, when I win Mother of the Year, I mean, look, when she was with Valentine and Charlotte, she thought it was okay for Charlotte to bully Aiden. Am I right, maybe?
Which.
Maybe.
She doesn't.
Yeah. I mean, I just want to say that people need to be careful about what they are saying on Twitter, because I will come back. And I also want to say that, you know, Zeno Hospital is the soap I look forward to right now. And also,
Carly, I don't know if you might want to watch it tomorrow since it's an old one, unless it's somebody you hate and you don't, and it has anything unrelated to what's going on currently, as far as flashing back to.
Wait, what is tomorrow's episode?
Yeah, it's a repeat because they're doing that on Friday.
What episode, Bobby? That's what I'm asking.
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't check the soapcentral.com webpage yet.
Well, if it's with Ava or Zillian or Brad, Maggie and I are deleting off of T-Bows and VCLs, right, Maggie?
I mean,
last week was good. Yeah, last week was good to have all three Carlys on, but as I said earlier, it would be nice to have Sarah Brown back instead of trying to plot to kill Carly and Sonny like she did last time. And it would be nice to have Cameron Brown back to play somebody other than Kim that probably would have a connection with Jason that is not familiar to her old Carly character.
Oh,
but at the same time, it would be totally different versus what she did. It'd be nice to have Kim back. So it's it would be nice to get all three Carlys back on the show at one time without Sarah Brown trying to kill Sunny and Carly or whatever that Kim might be up to.
Well, yes, and okay, before we go, because I'm probably going to lose my voice, we've decided no soap for tomorrow because we did two this week, and next week we are busy. What do we have, David?
Tuesday we got
I couldn't hear you. Who we got on Tuesday?
We got Morgan Ingram from like Nature Party Friday, somebody on, and okay. We got I'll text you who we got, Bobby. I text you. Yeah,
right.
Morgan Ingram Friday.
I couldn't hear you.
Monday.
Yeah, we can't. So next week is a busy week. For the next 2 weeks, we are going to be busy. And, we have Nathan Bodhi, Morgan England, and, who else do we have?
No.
So... yes, and maybe
Maggie, how are you feeling? I'm having trouble talking.
Well, I don't want you to cough to death, but
talking, getting my words out.
I just want to say before we go, remember it's Mother's Day this weekend. Yes, and I have no idea. What to give my two moms or my grandmother, I have no clue whatsoever right now. And I just want to say, Maggie, we love it when you come on. We know you can't be here all the time because you need to rest. But when you come on, I'm calm. Well, when you're on, I don't say the bad, bad word.
I hope so, yes. I'm really having a bit of an episode with this thing. I know what I want to say, but the words just don't come out. I mean.
So I want to say before we go is have a safe weekend. And don't do anything I would do.
Okay.
I'll be catching my soap as you catch my watching my 4-year episode like I taped. 4-year episode.
Okay. Thank you, Dave. I'll check it after we get off the air. But I just want to say right before we go off the air, happy Mother's Day to Maggie and to your mom, Carly, and to my mom and to David's mom and to all the other mothers out there.
Okay, well
thank you.
Have a great weekend, you guys.
All right. Take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye. See y'all Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye, Maggie, Cardi, bye. Bobby.
Bye.